Hey guys, it's Savan here, and I just want to thank you, first of all, for being such loyal listeners to our podcast. And it's because of you that we were inspired to create Adulting 101, a series of 7 events designed to help you become independent in all areas of your life. And we want to meet you in person. We would love to do that. And if you haven't grabbed your tickets yet, they are currently on sale now at waitamianadultnow.com/events. And all 7 events will be listed there with the lineups, and we hope to see you all there. You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildguest
and Savan Picciotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome back
to another quote of the week. This is Savan.
And this is Shelby. Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome
back. We're here. We're here today.
We're here.
Coming at you from Voorhees today. We're actually in New Jersey.
Yes, we are.
Switching it up.
The Garden State.
Mm-hmm. And this quote, once again, comes from my app on my phone. And this one says, friendship isn't about who you've known the longest. It's about who walked into your life and said, I'm here for you and proved it.
I love this quote.
Me too.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
So for me, this has been like a big realization that I've come to in the last year to 2 years about friendship, because I had noticed that there was a point where I was like holding on to friends out of respect for the length of our friendship, not because they treated me well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was putting myself in these positions to be continuously let down by people, but giving them all of these second chances because I was like, well, we've been friends for years.
Right.
And in reality, they don't deserve me as a friend if they're willing to treat me that way, because I'm a really good friend. I know it. And these people are not respectful of that.
Right.
And so I had to make this decision in the last year to cut some people out of my life who just were not good friends. And I found that by doing that, which was a scary, hard thing to do, and I still struggle with it, but by doing that, it made so much room for new friends to come in who, sure, we've only known each other for a year, but I would call them such better friends because they genuinely like want to build a friendship with me. And it's not just like, oh, like, we've been friends since high school. Like, oh, I got you. And then really they don't got you.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit different for me because I've always had a pretty small group of friends. So like I've always kind of had good people around me. I never really had people that I necessarily had to cut out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I did, like maybe it was for a short period of time and they came back. But in any case, like, the way that I thought about this was sometimes I almost feel guilty because the friends that I've had since high school, like, yeah, they're still really good friends. But like some of the friends like you and other people that I've met or been friends with for the last 1 to 2 years or so, I could almost call you guys my best friends. But it's, I feel like there's this, like, I don't know, almost like this silly high school feeling inside of you when you're like, no, this person's my best friend, or like, this person's my best friend. And then you feel guilty saying like, no, they both are.
Or like, I totally know people, what you're like, talking about. Like, I mean, I have the girls who are in my life now, like if they're in my life, they're my best friends.
Yeah.
Like that's just how it is. But it's, I totally get what you're saying, because it's like, if I'm with my best friend Hadley, I feel weird telling a story about my best friend Hadley when I'm with you or Faith or Rachel or Amanda or Avery. I feel like I have to be like, oh, but you're also my best friend kind of thing. I totally get what you're saying. But I think it's like, I think it's just a phrase that you use. It's a term of endearment that goes way back to our middle school childhood days. But I think
there's this point, a connotation that there has to be one.
Right.
Like,
right.
End all be all, best friend.
Right.
So then you kind of get confused because you're like, well, this person's been my friend since high school. And like, we have all this history and like, we've known each other longest. But like, this person I've known for a short amount of time, but yet they've shown up over and over again. And they've been there for me. And like, they've done all the things a really good friend should be. Or should be for one another. So
I would call my best friends people who are currently in my life right now. Like, I wouldn't call someone who at one point was a best friend who is now kind of just a friend. I wouldn't call her a best friend just because at one point she was, if she's not currently showing up as a best friend today.
Yeah. And I had this conversation too with Phil, like my boyfriend, and he was saying like, like all my friends are my best friends because they're my friends for different reasons and different periods of my life. And like, it doesn't make anyone better and more important than the other. It's just like,
and I have friends, right, for sure. And I have friends where like I have my friends who I would go to for certain things, which I also think is like cool to have friends who are very diverse and who, you know, like I have one friend who I know I would always go to for boy problems because I don't have boy problems much anymore. they're more like husband problems, but they're not really problems. They're just like, he put carrots in the cupboard today and they should be in the fridge. Kind of pulling off steam in a way. But like, I have a friend who I know I would go to her for that first because the advice she would give is really great. But then I have you, for example, where like if I'm working through a creative problem that's like business related, like you would be a great ear for me to just jabber on about because you have such like a business mind.
Right.
Right. It's like, and then like I have friends who I would call about like a funny piece of poop that I saw on the street. And like, I'm thinking of my best friend Faith, who like would think that's the funniest thing in the world. But like, you might be like, what the hell, Shelby? Why are you telling me this? I don't care about this.
I would totally listen about you.
Okay.
Listen to your poop stories.
Okay.
So.
Okay. but like, I think it's cool to be at this age and like have best friends.
Right.
For all different reasons. And no one is better than the other, but it's just cool to acknowledge the fact that like at your mid 20s to have people in your life who really care about you and like get you and listen to you and are there for you and see you and hear you and all those things. Yeah. It's like,
it's really awesome.
It is really awesome. It's really valuable. And I think
that's
really
like one of the great things about being a little bit older now and like out of high school is like you really truly have people, or at least you hope. I know that we do. Maybe not everybody out there does this, but like we intentionally choose who we want in our lives because of that.
Yeah. I think that's a good lesson that we can kind of touch on too, is like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And like, how do you surround yourselves with better people? Because I'm sure there are people out there listening who are like, yeah, I've got friends, but like, I don't trust them. Like, I don't feel like I can be myself around them. And I have friends like that too. Like, I have friends that are great friends to go out with and like go get a drink with, but like, I would not pour out my soul to them.
Yeah.
But I also have friends who I pour out my soul to, and that's really important to have. So if you're out there and you're like, I want those kinds of friends, I just don't know where to start, I would say that the biggest thing is to realize that, like, you are not tied to any one person. Like, you have the ability to expand your circle and meet new people and bring them into your life.
Yeah. And I think it's okay to have those different, like, subcategories of people, because I do the same thing. Like, I have people that I know I would just go out with, and that's it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I think really good friends can stem from common interests. Like, you and I, like, when in terms of business and, like, growth and all of that, like, we really find commonality there, whereas, like, you know, maybe my other friend Taylor and I, like, we connect on things like our dogs, and like we go to the dog park with them, and like we talk about high school and like the things that we used to do, and just like our lives and how we're growing individually but kind of together. So it's just different, and there's nothing wrong with that difference.
Oh, for sure. So I think with that, it's a good point. If you're looking for friends, like deep, great relationships, put yourself in positions where you're going to meet new people that you have common interests with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just went to this event last weekend called Fearless Con, and it was all women who were just, like, badasses. And I met this one girl there, and, like, we hit it off. And I was like, wow, I have a girl crush on this girl. Like, she's awesome. Like, I want to be friends with her. And so, like, we followed each other on Instagram, and I DM'd her afterwards. I was like, hey, like, let's get something in the calendar to grab happy hour. Like, I would love to continue our conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows where that friendship's going to go? But, like, she was an awesome person, and I decided that I wanted to continue the conversation. And, like, it's not weird to ask a girlfriend out for drinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not weird to do that. And, like, if you feel like there's somebody that you want to get to know better because there is, like, an initial great connection, then invite them out to drinks and, like, go spend time with them.
Yeah. And I think for you and I, it's easy to do that. It can be very hard for people, like, just getting started, I'm sure.
Totally. Totally. Which is why I suggest putting yourself in positions where you can at least meet people.
Yeah.
And maybe the whole, like, following up with asking for happy hour, like, isn't where you're at yet.
But maybe you see them at, like, other events that are similar in the future. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, it took me 2 times of seeing this one girl at 2 different events to be like, hey, like, do you want to come over for a glass of wine sometime?
Yeah.
And, like, she came over and it was great. But, like, after the first time, I was a little bit hesitant because I was a little bit nervous. But then the second time I saw her and we continued a conversation, we built a rapport. Like, I learned a little bit more about her and I was like, okay, I feel a little bit more comfortable now. And, like, I was still nervous having her come over. But then she came over, and, like, now she's someone who I text randomly when I want a good book recommendation because I know that's, like, a thing that she likes. And,
cool.
Like, you know, you just start to, like, navigate the waters of your mid-20s, and it takes some time, and there'll be people who you meet and maybe you think you had a connection with, and then you grab drinks with them and, like, nah, yeah. Not really there, but, like, I'll still say hi to them when I'm around them. Like,
right.
It's a complicated thing, and there's no one-size-fits-all. Like, my situation and my experiences are not yours and your experiences, and same with Savan. But I think the biggest thing is just putting yourself out there and, like, know that there's a lot of women that are looking for friendships that you can provide to them.
Right. Yeah. So once again, the quote is, friendship isn't about who you've known the longest. It's about who walked into your life and said, I'm here for you, and proved it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.